Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, in a world where savings accounts, it seems, are no longer enough, young investors are now turning to digital platforms to build wealth. I guess that makes perfect sense. Fast, smart, and on their own terms. But is this shift empowering, or is there a high degree of risk attached to it? And are digital trading platforms like Clarity doing enough to educate and protect first-time investors? Well, let's talk to Clarity and Tinus Rotenbach in particular, business head of Clarity by Investec. We're going to break it all down. So, Tinus, good evening to you. And let's start with the basics, if we can. What do you think is driving the surge in first-time investors using digital trading platforms?
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me. I think it's all started by being so much more accessible and first-time investors being so used to digital first in the rest of their lives that investing is actually, or trading, investing, saving, is actually just another aspect where these first-time investors want to access the market or want to engage with this part of their lives also digitally. So part of what makes it easy is, you know, low or no minimums, no platform fees, etc. So it really is easy to really get going. It's easy to have your initial first investments. It's easy to really get that experience of what it is, more than just, you know, your traditional, as per your intro, just money in a savings account.
Now, there's the argument that it's either democratizing investing, which is a good thing, or maybe just gamifying it.
Well, I think the investing process is still consistent, and not all platforms is focused just on gamification. You know, gamification is really a tool that can be used to incentivize and or give your clients the experience and the incentives that they want to be able to do more on your platform. But investing as a core sort of part of your longer term wealth planning and saving and planning is a core tenet, and that does not change whether it's on a digital platform or whether it is advised by an individual. And so I don't necessarily see it as, you know, the gamification that's driving the behavior. The behavior is driven by the need to, over time, put some money away that you know that you either have it for a rainy day, or you're working towards your longer term retirement goals.
Providing, of course, there is a level of protection and maybe even education as far as users are concerned, particularly when, and I don't want to come back to the whole gamification thing, but trading could, to that cohort, feel like a game.
Yeah, 100%. I think it is important to understand the risks. It's important to be clear on what are the type of investments or instruments that you are accessing the market with, and what are the risks involved. Now, most platforms will have really good educational material to explain all of that. But this is also part of why within this digital age, there are so many information sources that can really help you to define what is your risk appetite, to understand what type of instruments you should be accessing the market with, how much gearing you should be taking or not, and what is the type of instruments or investments that you want to go in, and what is your time horizon? Now, there are a lot of, as I mentioned, there's a lot of information out there. You know, maybe not the best to follow everyone that says something on YouTube or Twitter and take that as gospel, but you know, there's enough good information sources out there that you can, well, once you do the work, you can understand more of yourself, more of your risk appetite, more of your investment approach, and then execute through these platforms that makes it easy for you.
And Tinus, are they doing the work? Are they understanding their own risk profile, given that a lot of these new investors are young? They're under the age of 30, I understand. So I guess it begs the question, are they investing wisely, or is there still a degree of speculative trading?
I think, I mean, it is a bit of, you know, life stage. And, you know, as a Gen Z, call it sub 30, Part of that is still wealth accumulation almost, right? So it's about, and within that context, you know, it would be very rare for someone under the age of 30 to be able to go out and buy a house without some gearing, without some loan from a bank, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to say in a similar fashion, where it is appropriate, it is there are many instruments that gives you exposure to the market, but it's not necessarily that you have to go and you can only access the market in that way, right? It's very easy for you to just buy, and I want to say just buy the market, buy the S&P 500, buy the top 40, buy one of the instruments that just gives you broad access to equities as a whole. And, you know, equity risk premium runs at, call it roughly 5% back tested over many, many years, which means you should expect, if you're able to and can stay within an equity portfolio over a very long period, you should outperform just cash over that period by about 5 to 7%. Obviously, if you pick specific times, that could be better or worse, but this is the average. And so equities give you that longer term exposure to the increased risk and therefore the increased return, that if you're sub 30 is really the right place to try and start, because the longer you can stay in it, the better. And as you know, as you get potentially closer to retirement, you need to sort of potentially shift out of, you know, your more riskier assets and into a high proportion of risk-free assets or less risky assets.
So, just a final one, sorry to cut across you, but I'm watching the clock carefully. So let's assume that you've got a 25-year-old, let's say they've got 500 Rand in their account, they are having early dreams of financial freedom. Where's the starting point here, and is there anything specific they should avoid?
Well, I think if it's an early investor and haven't really done any work around reading around money management and some of the basic risk principles, I would really start as I mentioned, maybe in a very broad-based sort of equity ETF that just gives you access to the market, that will give you an idea of how to purchase something, what does it look like in your account, what does it do every day, what does profit and loss look like every day, what is it, every month you can review it, etc. And then as you get interested in maybe some of the instrument or some of the stocks or instruments inside that ETF or inside that index, you can then start going into a bit more detail and go and say, okay, I want to pick a specific stock because I'm really interested and fascinated with, you know, Microsoft's current strategy or one of the other instruments that you then have access to. So I think the point is start broad, start with a relatively low risk investment, which just, you know, sort of track the market. And then you can always go deeper and say, okay, I want to become a bit more specialized and start trading trading in single stock names. And then over time, you can then think about gearing and move up the risk curve. But I would definitely start fairly broad-based and defensive.
Yeah, Tienis, I kind of wish I had this opportunity when I was a much younger man. I suspect I would be long retired at this point. That's Tienis Rodenbach, business head of Clarity by Investec. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.